The blood of Jesus is one of the most powerful gifts God has given us. It represents His ultimate sacrifice, victory over sin, and the promise of eternal life. Through His blood, we find forgiveness, healing, protection, and deliverance. The blood of Jesus is not just a symbol, it is a weapon against the enemy and a shield over every area of our lives. That is why we must pray and plead the blood of Jesus over every aspect of our lives, our homes, families, health, finances, and spiritual battles. When we invoke the power of His blood, we are declaring His victory and inviting His presence into our circumstances. The blood of Jesus has already conquered every fear, broken every chain, and secured every blessing. Let us come boldly before God and cover our lives in the power of His precious blood. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our home and family. Heavenly Father, I come before You today in the name of Jesus, lifting up my home and family to You. I thank You, Lord, for the gift of family and the blessing of a home where Your presence can dwell. I humbly plead the blood of Jesus over every person in my household, over every room, and over every corner of our lives. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the foundation of our home. May it be built on Your truth, Your word, and Your unshakable love. Let our home be a sanctuary of peace, a place of safety and refuge from the storms of life. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every plan of the enemy against this family is rendered powerless by the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our relationships as a family. Let love, understanding, and forgiveness flow freely among us. Remove any spirit of division, strife, or misunderstanding and replace it with unity, harmony, and kindness. Bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. Lord, may the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control be evident in our interactions with one another. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the health and well-being of my family members. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I rebuke any sickness, disease, or infirmity trying to attack us, and I declare complete restoration and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow through every vein, bringing life, vitality, and divine strength. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the minds and hearts of my family. Guard our thoughts and emotions, Lord. Let Your truth and peace fill our minds, pushing out all fear, anxiety, and negativity. I break every stronghold of the enemy that seeks to plant lies, confusion, or despair in our hearts, and I replace it with Your word, which gives life and hope. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over our finances and provision. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we trust You to meet all of our needs according to Your riches in glory. Break every curse of lack and debt that tries to hinder us, and release the blessings of abundance, wisdom, and stewardship over our family. Teach us to honor You with all that we have, knowing that every good and perfect gift comes from You. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the physical property of our home. I ask for Your divine protection over the doors, windows, and every entry point. I declare that no harm, danger, or evil spirit shall enter this house. Surround our home with Your angels, Lord, as a hedge of protection. Let Your presence be so strong here that the enemy cannot stand. Lord, I also plead the blood of Jesus over the spiritual atmosphere of our home. Cleanse it of anything that does not honor You, Lord. Drive out any spirit of fear, anger, or resentment, and fill this home with Your peace, joy, and love. Let it be a house of prayer, a dwelling place for Your Holy Spirit. May everyone who enters feel Your presence and Your love. I plead the blood of Jesus over the future of this family, Lord. Guide us in Your will and purpose. Protect the paths of my children and loved ones, leading them away from harm and into Your perfect plan for their lives. Bless their relationships, their decisions, and their dreams. Let Your favor rest upon them wherever they go. Father, I stand on the promises of Your word that declare, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalm chapter 121, verse 7 through 8. I claim these promises for my family, Lord, and seal them with the blood of Jesus. Thank You, Father, for the power of the blood of Jesus, which protects, cleanses, heals, and restores. Thank You for hearing this prayer and for your faithfulness to answer. I trust you completely, Lord, knowing that you are watching over my home and family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and declare these things. Amen and amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our finances and provision, Heavenly Father. I come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for being my provider, sustainer, and source of every blessing. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees and provides. And I trust you with every aspect of my life, especially my finances and provision. Lord, I acknowledge that everything I have comes from you, and I humbly submit my financial situation into your hands. Father, I plead the precious blood of Jesus over my finances today. I thank you that his blood was shed not only for my salvation, but for my complete redemption, spiritually, physically, and materially. I declare that the blood of Jesus breaks every curse of lack, debt, and poverty in my life. It has redeemed me from every work of the enemy and has opened the door for your abundant blessings to flow freely in my life. Lord, I ask for your divine wisdom in managing my finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind that I may think clearly and make decisions aligned with your will. Teach me to be a good steward of the resources you have entrusted to me. Help me to honor you with my finances, to give generously, and to sow seeds of faith into your kingdom. I declare that as I give, it will be given back to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, just as your word promises, Luke 6:38. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every source of income in my life. Whether it's my job, business, investments, or other means, I ask that you bless the work of my hands and prosper all that I do. Let my efforts bear fruit, and let that fruit remain. I declare that no attack of the enemy will touch my finances. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus and plead his blood over every plan, strategy, and opportunity that you have given me. I plead the blood of Jesus over my current financial needs, Lord. You know every bill that needs to be paid, every debt that needs to be cleared, and every responsibility I must fulfill. I trust you, Lord, to provide for these needs according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. I declare that I will not live in fear or worry about tomorrow because your blood guarantees that I am under your care. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my bank accounts, savings, and investments. I declare that they are protected and that the enemy has no access to them. I ask for divine favor and opportunities to increase and grow the resources you have given me. Bless my endeavors and open doors that no one can shut. Let me find favor with clients, employers, partners, and everyone involved in my financial journey. Lord, I also plead the blood of Jesus over my financial history and any mistakes I've made. I ask for your forgiveness for any poor decisions, wastefulness, or lack of trust in you regarding my finances. Wash me clean by the blood of Jesus and give me a fresh start. Redeem the time and restore what the enemy has tried to steal. Father, I speak blessings over my household. I plead the blood of Jesus over every financial need within my family, declaring that we will lack nothing because you are our shepherd, Psalm 23:1. Let there always be enough to provide for our needs and to share with others. I pray that you will use our finances to be a testimony of your faithfulness, and let our abundance overflow to bless those around us. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the economy and the systems that affect my finances. I ask for stability, fairness, and favor in the marketplaces where I operate. Even in times of uncertainty, I trust that your blood secures my provision. Just as you provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness, I know you will provide for me, even in the most unexpected ways. I plead the blood of Jesus over any financial battles I may be facing. If there are debts weighing me down, I ask for supernatural provision to clear them. If there are legal or financial disputes, I ask for your intervention to bring resolution and favor. If there are roadblocks in my financial journey, I ask for the blood of Jesus to clear the path and open the way for victory. Father, I thank you for the promises in your word that assure me of your provision and abundance. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I stand on these promises, Lord, and seal them with the blood of Jesus. I trust you to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or imagine. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Finally, Lord, I ask for a heart of gratitude and faith. Teach me to trust in you completely and to walk in the assurance that you are my ultimate provider. Let my testimony of financial breakthrough bring glory to your name and inspire others to trust in the power of the blood of Jesus. I declare that my finances are covered, redeemed, and blessed by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer and for the miracles you are working in my life even now. I receive your provision, abundance, and favor in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our health and healing. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, bringing my health and the health of my loved ones before your throne of grace. I thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. You are the creator of our bodies, minds, and spirits, and you know every detail about us. Today I plead the precious blood of Jesus over my health and healing, trusting fully in the power of his sacrifice to bring restoration and wholeness. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for my redemption and healing. Your word says that by his stripes we are healed, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. And I stand firmly on that promise. I declare that the blood of Jesus is working in my body, soul, and spirit, bringing divine health, restoration, and strength. I plead the blood of Jesus over every cell, tissue, organ, and system in my body. Let the healing power of his blood flow through me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, renewing, repairing, and revitalizing every part of me. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over any sickness, disease, or condition that is trying to attack my body or the bodies of my loved ones. I command every illness, pain, or infirmity to bow to the name of Jesus. I speak to every diagnosis, every medical report, and every symptom, declaring that the blood of Jesus is greater, stronger, and more powerful. By the authority of Jesus' name and his blood, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity and declare that it has no place in my body. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my immune system, asking that you strengthen it and protect it from any attack of viruses, bacteria, or other harmful agents. I plead the blood of Jesus over my respiratory system, my cardiovascular system, my digestive system, and every other system in my body, declaring that they function in perfect alignment with your design. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse, purify, and restore everything that is not functioning as it should. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind and emotions. Your word says that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I rebuke any spirit of fear, anxiety, depression, or confusion that may be affecting my mental health. I declare that the blood of Jesus covers my thoughts, emotions, and mental state, bringing clarity, peace, and joy. Let the mind of Christ be in me, and let my thoughts be filled with your truth, hope, and promises. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my past wounds and traumas. I ask that you heal the hidden hurts and scars that no one else can see. Let the blood of Jesus bring emotional healing and restoration to every area of my life that has been broken or damaged. I release forgiveness to anyone who has hurt me. And I ask for your grace to let go of bitterness and resentment. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare that I am set free from all emotional bondage. Lord, I also plead the blood of Jesus over my spiritual health. I ask that you cleanse me from any sin, iniquity, or transgression that may have opened the door to sickness or weakness in my life. Your word says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Wash me clean, Lord, and let the blood of Jesus sanctify me completely. Strengthen my spirit, renew my faith, and help me to walk in your ways. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my loved ones and their health. I ask that you surround them with your divine protection and healing power. Cover their bodies, minds, and spirits with the blood of Jesus, and let no harm come near them. For those who are dealing with sickness or pain, I ask for your miraculous touch to restore them to full health. Let the blood of Jesus speak healing, life, and restoration over them right now. I thank you, Lord, that your word is filled with promises of healing and restoration. I declare these promises over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Psalm chapter 103, verse 2 through 3. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm chapter 107, verse 20. I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Father, I stand on these promises and seal them with the blood of Jesus. I thank you that healing is not just something you do, but who you are. You are faithful to fulfill your word, and I trust you completely. Finally, Lord, I ask for a spirit of gratitude and faith. Help me to trust in your timing and your ways, even when the healing doesn't come as quickly as I hope. Teach me to worship you in the waiting and to declare your goodness in every season. Let my testimony of healing be a beacon of hope and encouragement to others who are seeking you. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for the victory that is already mine through the blood of Jesus. I declare that I'm healed, whole, and redeemed by his blood, and I will walk in the fullness of life that you have promised me. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our career and workplace, Heavenly Father. I come before you today, grateful for the work you've given me and for the opportunities you provide in my career and workplace. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and you have a plan for my life that includes prospering me in all that I do. Lord, I humbly plead the precious blood of Jesus over my career, my workplace, and every aspect of my professional life. I trust in the power of the blood of Jesus to bring favor, protection, and success in my work, and I believe that his blood has the power to redeem, restore, and bless every area of my career. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my job, my position, and the responsibilities I carry. I ask that the blood of Jesus cover every task, decision, and interaction I have at work, making them prosper according to your will. I declare that as I walk in obedience to you, the blood of Jesus will grant me favor with my superiors, peers, and clients. Your word says in John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I declare that your word over my career will come to pass, and your promises will be fulfilled in my workplace. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my workplace environment, asking for your peace to reign in every corner. Let the blood of Jesus break down every spirit of strife, division, and discord that may seek to disrupt my workplace. I ask for the spirit of unity to prevail, and I plead the blood of Jesus to cover every conversation, meeting, and collaboration that takes place. I declare that the blood of Jesus will bring peace, understanding, and harmony between all employees, and that your presence will be felt in the workplace. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my career advancement. I trust that your blood has the power to open doors that no man can shut. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, it is written, "What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open." I ask for your favor to be upon me, opening doors of promotion, growth, and opportunity. I pray that as I seek your guidance, the blood of Jesus will cause my career to flourish and provide me with favor before those who make decisions regarding my future. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my work relationships. I pray for those I work with, asking that the blood of Jesus bring healing where there is tension and restoration where there is brokenness. I declare that every relationship at work will be touched by your love and peace. Your word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 reminds us, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought." I declare that my workplace will be united, and any division will be healed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every project and task I undertake. I ask that your blood bring success, clarity, and wisdom to all my endeavors. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, it is written, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." I commit my work to you today, Lord, and ask that the blood of Jesus bring favor to all my plans and projects. Let everything I do prosper and be established in your perfect will. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my finances in relation to my career. I trust that you will provide for me according to your riches in glory. I ask that the blood of Jesus break any financial barriers and open new streams of income and provision through my work. Your word says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." I declare that the blood of Jesus covers every area of my financial life, and I will lack nothing as I trust in your provision. I plead the blood of Jesus over every decision I need to make in my career. Give me wisdom, clarity, and understanding in every situation. Your word in James chapter 1, verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." I ask for your wisdom today, Lord, and I trust that the blood of Jesus will guide me in all my decisions, large and small. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over any obstacles or challenges I face in my career. Whether they are professional hurdles, personal limitations, or external forces, I declare that the blood of Jesus is greater. Your word in Romans chapter 8, verse 37 declares, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." I declare that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, and the blood of Jesus will help me overcome every challenge in my career. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over any fear, anxiety, or stress I may feel about my career. I declare that the blood of Jesus has the power to remove every fear and replace it with peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, you promise, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I declare that the peace of God, through the blood of Jesus, will guard my heart and mind against any stress, anxiety, or worry regarding my career. Finally, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my future career and destiny. I trust that you have good plans for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. I ask that the blood of Jesus lead me to the place you have prepared for me, and that it covers every aspect of my journey. Let me walk in the fullness of the purpose you have set before me, and may your blood protect me from any distractions or detours. I thank you, Lord, for the victory I have in Jesus. I thank you that his blood has already secured my success, favor, and prosperity. I declare that no weapon formed against my career will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our spiritual battles. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, acknowledging your supreme power and authority over all things. I give you glory, honor, and praise because you are the Lord of hosts, the commander of the heavenly armies, and you have given us the victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for your love, your protection, and your promises, and I know that through the blood of Jesus we have power over every spiritual battle we face. Father, today I plead the precious blood of Jesus over every spiritual battle that I am facing. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, my emotions, my heart, my family, and every area of my life that the enemy seeks to attack. I trust in the power of the blood to protect me, to cover me, and to give me victory in every battle. Your word says in John chapter 1, verse 5, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Lord, I declare that the blood of Jesus is the light that shines in every area of darkness in my life. I stand in the authority of Jesus, knowing that no power of darkness can overcome the blood of the Lamb. I plead the blood of Jesus to dispel every shadow of evil that seeks to surround me. And I declare that the victory is already won through the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Lord, I know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. But I thank you that Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. I declare that I will not be defeated by the lies of the enemy, and I plead the blood of Jesus over every area where the enemy is trying to attack my peace, my joy, my health, my relationships, and my purpose. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, your word warns us, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." I declare that I will be vigilant, and I plead the blood of Jesus to surround me like a shield, protecting me from every attack of the enemy. Father, I ask that the blood of Jesus cover my mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over every thought, every desire, and every temptation. Your word in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I declare that through the blood of Jesus, my mind will be renewed and transformed, and I will not give in to the lies or temptations of the enemy. I plead the blood of Jesus over every thought that does not align with your truth, and I ask you to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my emotions. In Psalm 34, verse 18, your word says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I know that the enemy often attacks our emotions, bringing feelings of depression, anxiety, fear, and despair, but I declare that the blood of Jesus covers every emotional wound, bringing healing, peace, and restoration. I plead the blood of Jesus over every painful memory, every broken relationship, and every wound that the enemy has tried to use against me. I ask you to heal my heart and restore my joy. For your word in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." I declare that I will walk in the strength that comes from the joy of the Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus to protect me from any emotional attack of the enemy. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family and loved ones. I declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned, Isaiah 54, verse 17. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, their hearts, and their bodies. I cover their lives with the protection of the blood of Jesus, asking you to keep them safe from every attack of the enemy. I stand in the gap for my family and declare that the blood of Jesus will keep them in your perfect peace, guarding their hearts and minds from every form of spiritual attack. I declare that they are covered, protected, and preserved by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every area of spiritual warfare in my life. Your word in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, 11 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." I put on the full armor of God today, and I plead the blood of Jesus over every piece of armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I declare that I will stand firm in the power of the blood of Jesus, and I will defeat every scheme, attack, and plan of the enemy. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus to break every chain, every curse, and every stronghold in my life. Your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4, 5 says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." I plead the blood of Jesus to break every stronghold in my life, whether it is in my mind, my emotions, or my circumstances. I declare that every chain of bondage, addiction, or oppression is broken by the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my spiritual life. I declare that the blood of Jesus will strengthen me in my faith, my prayer life, and my relationship with you. Your word in James chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I submit myself to you today, Father. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my life to resist the devil and his temptations. I declare that the enemy has no place in my life, and by the blood of Jesus I will walk in victory over every spiritual battle. Finally, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my future. I know that the enemy will continue to try to disrupt my journey, but I trust that the blood of Jesus has already secured my victory. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it is written, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." I declare that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, and through his blood I will overcome every spiritual battle now and in the future. I plead the blood of Jesus over my destiny, knowing that you have a plan for me to prosper and not to harm me, plans to give me a future and a hope, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the blood of Jesus. I declare that I am covered by his blood, protected by his blood, and victorious through his blood. I stand firm in the victory you have already won for me, and I trust that the blood of Jesus will carry me through every spiritual battle, bringing me peace, strength, and ultimate triumph. In the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our spiritual growth. Heavenly Father, I come before you in humility and reverence, acknowledging you as the Creator of all things, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank you for the incredible gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the precious blood that was shed on the cross for my redemption. It is through his blood that I have access to you, to your throne of grace, and to the power of the Holy Spirit working in me. Father, I recognize that without you, I can do nothing. It is only through the blood of Jesus that I can grow spiritually, be transformed, and live the life you have called me to live. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life today, asking that it will purify, strengthen, and empower me to grow deeper in my relationship with you. Through the blood of Jesus, I claim victory over every spiritual hindrance, over every lie of the enemy, and over every distraction that seeks to prevent my growth in you. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my heart and mind. I ask that your blood cleanse me from all unrighteousness and purify my thoughts and desires. Your word in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, which washes me clean and allows me to stand before you with a pure heart, free from the guilt and shame of sin. I plead the blood of Jesus to purify my heart from any bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, or fear. Remove anything in me that hinders my spiritual growth and replace it with a heart that is completely devoted to you. In Psalm 51, verse 10, David prayed, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Father, I ask you to create in me a pure heart, a heart that is fully surrendered to your will. Through the power of the blood of Jesus, I ask for a renewal of my spirit. Let the blood of Jesus remove every hardened area of my heart and soften me to your voice. May I have a deep desire to seek you, to know you more, and to walk in the fullness of your love and grace. Father, your word in John chapter 15, verse 5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." I plead the blood of Jesus over my life that I may remain connected to you, the true vine. Let your blood empower me to abide in you daily, to grow spiritually and to bear the fruit of the Spirit. I declare that I will remain rooted and grounded in you, bearing much fruit for your glory. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, asking for a transformation of my thoughts. Your word in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I declare that I will not be conformed to the ways of this world, but will be transformed through the renewing of my mind by your word. I plead the blood of Jesus over my thoughts, that every thought will be captive to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Let my mind be filled with the truth of your word, and may I meditate on it day and night. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I ask you to remove every negative, ungodly thought and replace them with thoughts of life, peace, and purpose. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my spiritual disciplines, my prayer life, Bible study, worship, and fellowship with other believers. Lord, help me to grow in these areas, to make them a priority in my life, and to seek you with my whole heart. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7-8, you said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." I plead the blood of Jesus over my prayer life and ask for a deeper, more intimate connection with you. Help me to seek you diligently, to ask for wisdom and to knock on the door of your presence with faith, knowing that you will answer. In Psalm 119, verse 105, your word says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." I plead the blood of Jesus over my time spent in your word, asking that it be a light to my path and a lamp to my feet. May your word penetrate my heart and transform my life. I pray for a hunger and thirst for your word, that I may grow in wisdom and understanding. Help me to apply your word to my daily life, that I may live out your truth in every area of my life. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my worship and my devotion to you. Your word in John chapter 4, verse 24 says, "God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth." I ask that your blood help me to worship you in spirit and truth with a heart full of gratitude and adoration. May my worship be a sweet aroma to you, and may it draw me closer to your presence. Help me to offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, which is my true and proper worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my fellowship with other believers. Your word in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I pray that your blood would strengthen my relationships with fellow believers. May we encourage, uplift, and challenge one another to grow in faith and love. Help me to be a part of a community of believers where we can grow together in spiritual maturity and serve you faithfully. Father, I also plead the blood of Jesus over my emotions, asking for healing and wholeness in every area where emotional wounds have hindered my spiritual growth. Your word in Psalm 147, verse 3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." I ask that the blood of Jesus heal my broken heart, restore my emotional well-being, and free me from any emotional baggage that has held me back from fully walking in your purpose. Let your blood restore joy to my heart and peace to my mind. Lord, I know that spiritual growth requires perseverance, and I plead the blood of Jesus over my endurance and my ability to overcome every obstacle in my walk with you. Your word in James chapter 1, verses 2, 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." I plead the blood of Jesus over every trial and testing in my life, knowing that it produces perseverance and maturity in my faith. Strengthen me, Lord, to persevere in the face of difficulty and help me to grow more like Christ through every challenge. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over my spiritual vision. Your word in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18-19 says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe." I ask that the blood of Jesus open the eyes of my heart so that I may see you more clearly, understand your will more deeply, and walk in the fullness of the spiritual inheritance you have for me. Let me not be blinded by the things of this world, but give me spiritual sight to see the eternal truths that will lead me to greater growth in you. Father, I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus to bring transformation in every area of my spiritual life. Through his blood, I have the victory, and through his blood, I am empowered to grow in grace and knowledge of you. I declare that I will not remain stagnant in my spiritual journey, but will press on toward the goal to win the prize for which you have called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the blood of Jesus, which enables me to grow spiritually. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise for what you are doing in my life. I trust you to continue your good work in me, and I commit to seeking you with all my heart. I declare that through the blood of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror in my spiritual growth, and I will walk in the fullness of the life you have called me to live. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our children and future generations. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, recognizing you as the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who holds the future in your hands. We thank you for the precious gift of life and for the children you have entrusted to our care. Lord, we know that children are a heritage from you, and we stand in awe of the responsibility you've given us to raise them in your ways. As we lift up our children and the generations to come, we plead the powerful blood of Jesus over them, knowing that it is by his blood that we are protected, redeemed, and made whole. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the lives of our children, asking that you cover them with your divine protection. Your word tells us in Psalm 91, verses 1, 2, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." We declare that our children will dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in your mighty protection. May your blood surround them like a shield, guarding them from all harm, danger, and evil. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds and hearts. The enemy seeks to attack their thoughts, emotions, and identities, but we stand firm on your word. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." We plead the blood of Jesus over our children's minds, and we declare that their thoughts will be aligned with your truth. Remove every lie of the enemy, every spirit of confusion, and every false ideology that seeks to steal their peace. May their hearts be fully surrendered to you, and may your blood cleanse them from all negative influences. Lord, we ask that you cover our children with the blood of Jesus as they grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually. May they grow in wisdom and stature, just as Jesus did, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. We plead the blood of Jesus over their education, that they may excel in all that they do, and may your Holy Spirit guide them into truth and understanding. Your word says in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6, 7, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless." We claim this promise for our children, that they will grow in wisdom and knowledge, and that you will protect them as they walk in your ways. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the future generations that will come after them. Lord, we believe that the blessings and protection we pray for today will not only cover our children, but will extend to the generations that follow. Psalm 103, verse 17 declares, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." We pray that your love and righteousness would be passed down to future generations, and that the blood of Jesus would cover them as well. We pray that you would raise up godly men and women in the generations to come, who will walk in your ways, serve you with their whole hearts, and spread the message of salvation to the world. Lord, we ask that you would protect our children from the influence of the world. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, that they would not be conformed to the values of this world, but would be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Guard them from the pressures of society, from the temptation to compromise their faith, and from the distractions that seek to draw them away from you. May they remain steadfast in their faith and live according to your word. Father, we also plead the blood of Jesus over the relationships our children will have with others. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." We pray that you would surround our children with godly friends and mentors who will encourage them in their faith and help them grow. We plead the blood of Jesus over their relationships, asking that you would protect them from harmful influences and lead them into relationships that are full of love, respect, and encouragement. May they form friendships that strengthen their walk with you and help them become the people you've called them to be. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their futures, whether it is their careers, their calling, or their families. Your word in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." We declare that our children's futures are secure in you. We plead the blood of Jesus over their steps, knowing that you have a plan for them, a plan to prosper them and give them a bright future. Lead them, Father, into the paths you have set for them. May they pursue their calling with passion and walk in your will every step of the way. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over the spiritual growth of our children. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10-11 encourages us to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. We ask you to protect our children spiritually, that they may grow in their faith, know your word, and develop a strong relationship with you. We plead the blood of Jesus over their spiritual lives, asking that you would equip them with your armor so that they may stand firm in their faith. May they come to know you at an early age and be filled with the Holy Spirit, growing in wisdom, knowledge, and grace. Father, I ask that you would break any generational curses or bondages that may attempt to affect our children or future generations. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." We claim this promise for our children, knowing that the blood of Jesus has broken every curse. I declare that they are free from the patterns of sin, addiction, and destruction that may have plagued previous generations. Through the blood of Jesus, they are set free, and they will walk in the blessings of Abraham. as heirs according to your promise. Lord, we lift up the mothers and fathers, the grandparents and guardians who are raising our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, asking that you would give them wisdom, patience, and grace as they guide and nurture the next generation. May they lead by example, showing our children what it means to walk in love, humility, and faith. I pray that you would give them strength when they grow weary and peace when they are anxious. May their homes be filled with your presence and your peace as they raise the next generation to honor you. Father, we thank you for the gift of our children and for the future generations that will follow them. We pray that your hand would be upon them, guiding them, protecting them, and leading them to fulfill the destiny you have for their lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, their futures, their hearts, and their minds. May the power of the blood of Jesus cover them in every way, ensuring that they grow into the men and women you have destined them to be. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord. We trust in your promises, knowing that you are faithful to watch over our children and future generations. Thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus, which covers and protects them now and forever. In the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus on our marriages and relationships. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, grateful for the gift of marriage and relationships that reflect your love, grace, and faithfulness. Lord, you created us to live in relationship not only with you, but also with one another. As we lift up marriages and relationships to you, we plead the powerful, precious blood of Jesus over them. We know that there is nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. And it is through his sacrifice that we are redeemed, healed, and made whole. So today we plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage, every relationship, and every union, asking that you would protect them, heal them, and restore them. Father, we begin by covering every marriage in the precious blood of Jesus. Your word tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. We pray that marriages would reflect this divine union, the oneness that you have designed. We plead the blood of Jesus over the bond between husbands and wives, asking that you would strengthen their connection, that nothing would come between them. Let the love of Christ be the foundation of every marriage, and may your blood cover them from all harm, division, and attack. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage that is struggling. We pray for healing and restoration. Your word says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. We declare that the marriages that have been attacked by the enemy, by misunderstandings, or by bitterness, will be restored. We speak life into these marriages, and we declare that through the blood of Jesus, all things are made new. Let your blood wash away the wounds of the past, and may your spirit bring peace, unity, and forgiveness where there has been strife. We pray that husbands and wives would forgive each other as you have forgiven us, and that their hearts would be open to reconciliation and healing. Father, we ask that you would protect marriages from the schemes of the enemy. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John chapter 10, verse 10. And he desires to bring division into the hearts of husbands and wives. But Lord, we declare that the blood of Jesus is stronger than any attack the enemy may try to bring. We plead the blood of Jesus over every door the enemy would try to use to sow discord, distrust, or discontentment in marriages. We close those doors with the blood of Jesus and ask that you would open doors to greater intimacy, communication, and love. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over the communication in marriages. Your word says in James chapter 1, verse 19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. We pray for healthy communication between husbands and wives. We plead the blood of Jesus over every conversation, asking that it would be filled with grace, understanding, and patience. Remove any spirit of pride, anger, or frustration that may cause husbands and wives to speak words that hurt rather than heal. We pray that every conversation would build up, not tear down, and that both partners would listen with open hearts, seeking to understand one another. Let the blood of Jesus heal the wounds caused by harsh words and bring peace to any conflict. Father, we also lift up relationships outside of marriage, friendships, family relationships, and partnerships, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them as well. We know that every relationship, whether familial, platonic, or romantic, is important in your eyes. Your word tells us in John chapter 13, verse 34, 35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." We pray for the Spirit of love to be poured out into all relationships. May your love, as demonstrated through the sacrifice of Jesus, be the foundation of all our relationships. We ask that you would guide us to love one another selflessly, just as Christ loves us. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over all friendships and relationships that may be facing difficulties. Whether it is a conflict between friends, family members, or colleagues, we ask that the blood of Jesus bring healing and reconciliation. Your word says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." We pray that forgiveness would flow freely in all relationships. Help us to let go of any offense, bitterness, or resentment that may be hindering our relationships. We claim the healing power of the blood of Jesus over these wounds, and we ask that you would restore the joy and peace that once existed in these relationships. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the sexual relationship within marriage. We know that the enemy often seeks to bring perversion, lies, and shame into this sacred area of marriage. But your word tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled." We ask that the blood of Jesus would purify and sanctify the sexual relationship between husbands and wives. May their intimacy be a reflection of your love, filled with mutual respect, trust, and joy. We declare that the blood of Jesus breaks any stronghold or spirit of perversion that seeks to destroy the beauty of marital intimacy. Father, we also ask for your protection over our children and families. Psalm 127, verse 3 tells us, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him." We pray that marriages would be a place where children can thrive and grow in a safe, loving environment. We plead the blood of Jesus over the hearts and minds of our children, asking that you would protect them from any influence that would tear apart the family unit. May marriages be a place where children witness your love, grace, and unity, so that they may grow up knowing the beauty of a godly relationship and the importance of honoring their parents. Lord, we lift up marriages and relationships that are struggling with issues such as addiction, infidelity, or financial difficulties. We plead the blood of Jesus over these areas, asking that you would bring deliverance and restoration. We know that your blood is powerful enough to break every chain and heal every wound. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." We declare that marriages and relationships that are suffering under the weight of addiction or infidelity will be healed by the blood of Jesus. We pray for healing, restoration, and deliverance from every stronghold. Father, we also pray for those who are not yet married but desire to be. We plead the blood of Jesus over their future marriages. We ask that you would prepare their hearts and minds for the relationship you have destined for them. We pray that they would seek your will in their lives, and that you would guide them in their choices, protecting them from relationships that are not in alignment with your purpose for them. We plead the blood of Jesus over their future spouses, asking that you would bring them together in your perfect timing, and that their relationship would be built on a foundation of faith, trust, and love. Finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of marriage and relationships. We thank you that through the blood of Jesus, we can experience healing, restoration, and peace in all our relationships. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage, family, friendship, and partnership. We trust that you will protect, strengthen, and restore every relationship according to your will. We pray that your love would reign in our hearts and that we would reflect the love of Christ in all our interactions with others. In the powerful and precious name of Jesus, amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our mental and emotional well-being. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for your love, grace, and mercy. We thank you that you are a refuge for the weary, a comfort for the brokenhearted, and a source of strength in our times of weakness. We know, Lord, that you care deeply for our mental and emotional well-being, and that you have promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Today, we lift up our minds and emotions to you, asking for your healing touch and the protection of the precious blood of Jesus over every area of our mental and emotional health. Lord, we know that our minds are often under attack. The enemy seeks to sow seeds of doubt, fear, and confusion in our thoughts. But your word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, taking every thought captive and surrendering it to your truth. We declare that the blood of Jesus cleanses our minds from negative thoughts, lies, and mental strongholds. We renounce any thought patterns that are not in alignment with your will and declare that the mind of Christ will reign in us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Lord, we come against the spirit of fear and anxiety that often tries to take hold of our minds. We know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. We plead the blood of Jesus over every anxious thought, every worry, and every fear that tries to torment us. We ask that you would fill our minds with your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Let your perfect love cast out all fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And help us to trust in your goodness and faithfulness, knowing that you are with us in every moment. Father, we also plead the blood of Jesus over any depression or sadness that may weigh heavy on our hearts and minds. Your word reminds us in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We pray for those who are struggling with feelings of hopelessness, despair, or sorrow. Lord, we ask that you would pour out your comfort and healing into their hearts. We plead the blood of Jesus over every spirit of heaviness and oppression, declaring that joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. We pray that the oil of joy would replace the spirit of mourning. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. And that every burden would be lifted by the power of your blood. Father, for those who are battling mental illnesses, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds and emotions. We know that you are the great physician, and that there is no condition too difficult for you to heal. We declare that the blood of Jesus brings healing and restoration to every mind that is suffering from mental health struggles, whether it is anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, or any other mental health issue. We trust in your ability to bring complete healing and peace. We pray for your wisdom to guide those who are seeking treatment, and for your grace to cover them as they journey towards recovery. May your blood cover them with protection, and may your healing power flow into every cell of their bodies. Lord, we also lift up those who struggle with emotional wounds from the past. Whether these wounds are from trauma, abuse, rejection, or betrayal, we ask that the blood of Jesus would bring healing and restoration to every broken heart. Your word says in Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. We plead the blood of Jesus over every scar, every painful memory, and every wound that has not yet been healed. We declare that the blood of Jesus has the power to heal emotional wounds, to mend broken hearts, and to restore the dignity and worth of those who have been hurt. Lord, we pray for emotional stability and resilience. We ask that you would strengthen our emotional foundation, that we would not be tossed by the storms of life, but would remain grounded in your love and truth. Your word says in James chapter 1, verse 6, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. We ask that the blood of Jesus would help us to remain steady in our emotions, no matter the circumstances we face. Help us to trust in your sovereignty and to rely on your strength when we feel weak. May we not be overwhelmed by our feelings, but may we learn to surrender them to you, knowing that you are always in control. Lord, we pray for our minds to be transformed. Your word tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area of our thought life. We ask that you would renew our minds with your word, that we would have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. We pray that your truth would replace every lie and that we would align our thoughts with your will. Help us to think on things that are pure, lovely, and praiseworthy. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our minds from anything that is not in line with your truth. Father, we also ask for protection against any attacks on our mental and emotional well-being from the enemy. We know that the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. And he often targets our minds to bring doubt, confusion, and discouragement. We plead the blood of Jesus as a shield of protection over our minds and emotions. We declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, and that every fiery dart of the enemy aimed at our minds will be extinguished by the blood of Jesus. We pray that you would guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and that we would experience your peace in every area of our mental and emotional health. Lord, we also ask that you would guide us to seek support when needed. We know that mental and emotional well-being is not something we have to face alone. We pray that you would surround us with supportive people who can help us through difficult times. May we find comfort and encouragement in community, and may your love flow through others to bring healing to our hearts. Finally, Lord, we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you that through his sacrifice we are not only redeemed, but also healed in our minds, hearts, and emotions. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area of our mental and emotional well-being. We declare that we are healed, whole, and set free by the power of his blood. We trust in your love and care for us, and we place our mental and emotional health in your hands, knowing that you will complete the good work you have begun in us. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. In the precious and powerful name of Jesus, amen. Let us plead the blood of Jesus over our community and nation. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, lifting our community and nation before your throne of grace. We acknowledge your sovereignty over all creation, and we place our lives and our land into your hands. We thank you for the gift of life, for the people in our communities, and for the blessings we enjoy as a nation. We are humbled by your mercy, and we stand in awe of your goodness. Today, as we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our community and nation, we seek your intervention, protection, and divine guidance. Father, we recognize the power in the blood of Jesus. We understand that through his sacrifice on the cross, we have access to the fullness of your grace and power. We know that the blood of Jesus covers us, protects us, and redeems us. Today, we plead the blood of Jesus over every corner of our community, every street, every home, and every life. We ask for your divine protection to rest upon every individual, family, and household. Let the blood of Jesus create a shield of protection around us, keeping us safe from harm, violence, and any form of evil. May no weapon formed against us prosper, and may your peace reign in every part of our community. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Lord, we bring before you the leaders and authorities in our community and nation. Your word says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. We plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders, from local government officials to national leaders, and ask that you grant them wisdom, discernment, and integrity. Lord, we pray that your will be done through their decisions and actions, and that they lead in a manner that reflects your justice, mercy, and truth. May the blood of Jesus cover them from corruption, deceit, and selfishness, and may they be guided by the Holy Spirit in all their dealings. Father, we also plead the blood of Jesus over our education system. We ask that you protect our children, teachers, and schools, and that the blood of Jesus would cover the minds and hearts of every student and educator. We pray for an environment of learning, safety, and respect in our schools. May your truth be taught and upheld in every classroom, and may the blood of Jesus shield our children from any negative influences or harm. We declare that the minds of our children are protected by the blood of Jesus, and that they grow in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that honors you. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Lord, we lift up the families in our community and nation. The family is the foundation of society, and we ask for your divine intervention in every family unit. We plead the blood of Jesus over marriages, relationships, and parent-child bonds. May the blood of Jesus heal and restore broken relationships, bring reconciliation where there is division, and strengthen the unity of families. We pray for parents to have the wisdom and patience to raise their children in your ways, and for children to honor and respect their parents. We ask that the blood of Jesus would be a covering for every household, protecting them from the attacks of the enemy and from the forces of darkness that seek to destroy families. We declare that the homes in our community and nation are places of peace, love, and safety, where your presence dwells and your will is done. Father, we also plead the blood of Jesus over the economic systems of our community and nation. We pray for financial stability, prosperity, and opportunity for all. We know that you are our provider, and we ask for your provision to flow abundantly in every sector of our economy. We plead the blood of Jesus over businesses, workers, and entrepreneurs, asking that you bless their efforts and grant them success. We pray for an economy that reflects your justice, where poverty is eradicated and people have access to the resources they need to thrive. May the blood of Jesus break the chains of economic oppression and release your favor over our land. Lord, we also ask that you would pour out your mercy and healing upon our nation. We know that we are living in challenging times, and there is so much division, strife, and unrest. We ask that the blood of Jesus would cover every area of our society, every government building, every courtroom, every hospital, every place of business, and every home. We plead the blood of Jesus over our communities, asking that it would cleanse us from injustice, hatred, and division. We pray that your peace would reign and that unity would be restored. We know that only through the power of the blood of Jesus can we experience true healing and restoration. May your love flow through every heart and bring reconciliation where there has been conflict. We declare that healing, peace, and justice will come to our community and nation through the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the churches in our community and nation. We ask that the blood of Jesus would cover every congregation and ministry. We pray for pastors, leaders, and members to be empowered by your Spirit to preach the gospel with boldness, truth, and love. May the blood of Jesus protect the church from attacks, division, and discouragement, and may it remain a place of refuge, healing, and hope for all who enter. We ask that you would revive the church, awakening your people to the calling you have placed on their lives. We pray that the blood of Jesus would strengthen and unite believers across denominations and cultures, bringing them together in a common mission to share your love and truth with the world. Father, we know that our nation needs revival. We ask that the blood of Jesus would stir up a mighty move of your Spirit in our land. We pray for a great awakening where hearts are turned back to you, where people repent and turn from their sins, and where your righteousness reigns. May your blood be poured out over our land, washing away sin and purifying our hearts. We declare that revival is coming, and we stand in faith, trusting that you are moving in ways we cannot yet see. We believe that you will do a mighty work in our community and nation, bringing glory to your name. Finally, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you that his sacrifice has made it possible for us to boldly approach your throne of grace. We are grateful for the protection, healing, and restoration that come through his blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over every aspect of our community and nation, trusting in your divine plan and purpose for us. We believe that through the blood of Jesus, all things are possible, and we stand in faith, knowing that you are working in our midst to bring about your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Thank you for supporting Bible Prayers Ministry. Your generosity helps us to continue spreading God's word through powerful prayers. If you feel led, please consider supporting us by buying us a cup of coffee using the link in the description below. Your support means so much to us, and together we can continue to make a difference in the lives of many.